T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is a major gathering going on in Los Angeles right now of people who are experts in the field of Alzheimer's disease.
And joining us on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline is the Alzheimer's Association Chief Science Officer, Dr. Maria Carrillo. Doctor, good morning and welcome.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
So you've got all the great minds together in one place. Can you give us a glimmer of hope here that there is something out there on the horizon that is going to help families and victims of Alzheimer's?
Yes, we have almost 6,000 of the greatest minds from 65 different countries all gathered here in Los Angeles talking about the recent advances they're making in their laboratories and clinics that give us hope for the future. We're talking about potential treatments. We're talking about how to care for people better, and we're talking about early detection and how to detect Alzheimer's or another dementia earlier so that our treatments can work earlier and slow the progression of the disease. That's ultimately what we want, and maybe even prevent it.
Give us some idea of the impact of Alzheimer's on our nation from the standpoint of how many individuals, and you got caregivers, and the cost, and these kinds of things.
Oh, my goodness. Certainly knowing someone with Alzheimer's, that it's not just a disease that affects the person, but affects a family and a whole community around that person. There are 5.8 million Americans living with Alzheimer's today in the United States alone. Two-thirds of those are women. So it is a disease that disproportionately affects women in comparison to men. In addition, we have 15 million caregivers caring for those individuals, and two-thirds of those are women, too. So it is a really important thing to not only talk about Alzheimer's and how to detect it early and to get help from your medical professional, but also know that the Alzheimer's Association is there to help our caregivers and provide more information about the disease.
Doc, have we gotten to the point yet in the research where we know that there are preventative things that we can do while we are healthy that may delay or avoid Alzheimer's?
That's a great question. And for many years, we've talked about lifestyle and healthy lifestyle habits being very important for staying brain healthy, not just for staying heart healthy. But in fact, new research at this conference is discussing how healthy lifestyle habits can actually reduce your risk of dementia later in life by as much as 60%. And the more healthy habits you follow, the more you can reduce your risk. And this research even points to the fact that when you have a genetic predisposition, maybe a parent with Alzheimer's, you may still be able to reduce your risk through healthy lifestyle despite that genetic risk. That's really great news.
Well, doctor, when you look at, you mentioned 65 countries will have representatives at this gathering. Do other countries, are they having the same impact and issues, or are we the highest in the United States? How do we stack up with other places?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. And, we are learning more and more that Alzheimer's dementia is a worldwide issue. We are not alone in this. What I can tell you is that every country is being affected by Alzheimer's dementia, and those numbers are growing. They're growing more rapidly, though, in low- and middle-income countries because they are now living longer, and age is the greatest risk factor for Alzheimer's. So we're all in this together. Our own numbers are set to triple by mid-century, and that's why this is a global issue, and there's a global movement sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association to try to slow or stop this disease.
In a conversation recently, actually, it was sitting on a back patio having dinner, the subject of Alzheimer's came up because, quite honestly, we're dealing with it in our family right now. And one of the questions that was asked among four healthy adults, is there a test to know whether or not you have a predisposition for this, and would you want to take it?
Well, that is something we talk about a lot, and certainly we're affected in our family as well, and we think about that. There are some genetic tests out there that you can take that might give you your genetic risk for Alzheimer's. It's unclear right now if that genetic test gives you accurate information. So we just have a lot of information at ALZ.org that can caution you and give you information about what you might want to know before you get that test. Certainly, knowing if you have that genetic predisposition is important to understand that can affect the rest of your family. I mean, if you have it, what are you going to tell your children, or what are you going to tell your siblings about that? In addition, it's important to consider that insurance and future life insurance and long-term care insurance carriers might want that information before they make decisions about coverage. So it's important to know, that what you're getting into before you get those genetic tests, and so that you can make the best decision for you and your family.
And again, over 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's and nearly 14 million may have the disease by 2050, we hope. You can help change those numbers. Dr. Maria Carrillo in Los Angeles for a gathering of 6,000 scientists from around the world. All the best, and we appreciate the work you're doing, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you for addressing this important issue.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.